McLean County government plans to grow its budget 25% next year, in part because of American Rescue Plan funding that offsets the pandemic's economic toll. County Interim Administrator Cassie Taylor tells Eric Stock the county plans to spend much of that federal money on health and safety, new election equipment, and a new electronic justice information system. But Taylor says highway funding will also see a boost next year.
The greatest change that people will see when they look at the budget will be the direct service and attention that we've given to our infrastructure and to our health-related departments. And so we were very pleased that with the lost revenue amounts that were calculated through the American Rescue Plan Act funds, we are able to get to some of the projects that we haven't been able to before and work on our aging infrastructure.
Can you give some examples of some of the things that have been priorities that you're just now able to get to?
Kamlara Park. We've received resident and park enthusiasts who have given us feedback that our roads at the park are in bad shape, lots of potholes, and so some of the parking lots and roads that we haven't been able to prioritize before will now see some attention. We are also looking at some new buildings. We are anticipating a new bait shop, boat rental shop out at the Kamlara Park. We have looked into strategizing how to put together a new animal control shelter facility. We have set aside plans for improvements at the old courthouse museum, including elevators, as well as elevators in our government center and law and justice center.
McLean County is getting over $33 million to be spread out over the next several years, 10.3 included in the budget this year. How did you approach the budget this year to help account for about $7 million in lost revenue just from last year and then addressing long-term needs in the future?
We took the approach of looking at our most immediate prioritized or dire needs that we were receiving feedback from either county board members, our department heads, or elected officials, that things that we just really needed to pay attention to right now. We had meetings with each and every department head and asked them to put together their wish list or their prioritized list of what would they anticipate that they would need in the next 3 or 4 years, and also what would be those priority needs. We plan to take that to our oversight committees next month to get approval for those priorities. And then long term, we plan to take this back to the county board and ask for further input from the community, looking to how we will spend the remainder of those funds.
That's a different conversation than administration usually has with department heads this time of year, right? It's what can you give back?
Usually they dread their budget meetings because we're looking at what kind of a percentage cut we're asking them to make in supplies and services. And so many of them will joke with us that, oh, it was only a 2% cut this year as opposed to a 4% cut. When they brought to us their priority needs and had their wish lists and saw some of those realized in our budget, I think they'll be very happy with the next year.
The tax levy proposed of $38.2 million, about a 3.5% increase, but the rate expected to stay the same, though it's a marginal increase. Is that overly ambitious to assume growth of about 3%?
I think this is a tax rate that will support these funds, and I don't think it's overly ambitious. We rely on our assessor's office, Bob Common, to give us these rates, and we feel that the way we've allocated these funds will reflect what is borne out in 2022.
And the budget calls for salary increases for non-union staff of 1.5%, merit increases being reinstated, and the county, as you said, is going through a salary study. What was the impetus for this, and is there concern that county staff is underpaid, overpaid?
Well, I think one of the reasons that we looked at including this in the budget for 2022 was really our feedback that we received from our county board members and department heads. We had several budget amendments through the last couple of years with critical hire needs or requests for a starting salary outside of our policy. And so with that, we had feedback from county board members that perhaps we needed to look to see how we were sitting in relation to market norms.
That's McLean County Interim Administrator Cassie Taylor with Eric Stock. Along with American Rescue Plan funding, the county also projects an additional $1.5 million in sales tax money from online shoppers. The county also has received more than $300,000 in sales at Bloomington Normal's two cannabis dispensaries.